السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله لغفور رحيم. وقال تعالى: وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama ikram, most respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer and provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Nothing in this dunya happens without the permission of Allah. Each and every single thing around us continues to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you and I cannot comprehend its glorification. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. May peace and salutations be upon the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon him, upon his family and upon his companions in the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, the Quran al-Kareem, the noble book of Allah, revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Quran has many objectives. Some of them are إثبات وحدانية الله تعالى ورسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. To establish and to affirm the oneness of Allah and believe that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم brought the message from Allah and he is the prophet. He is a Nabi. إثبات البعث. To establish ba'ath, resurrection. To prove resurrection. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Quran, Allah cites examples. Examples in the Quran. Examples of a dead land. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives this dead land by the means of rainwater. Allah says, Allah الذي يرسل الرياح. That it is Allah who unleashes the winds. فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا. These winds, they raise up clouds, they stir up clouds. فَيَبْسُطُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Allah then spreads these clouds across the sky however Allah wants, however Allah wills. مِنْ قِلَّةٍ وَكَثْرَةٍ. In small quantities, in large quantities. وَيَجْعَلُهُ كِسَفًا. And then Allah makes them into fragments. فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. And then Allah says, then you see the rain water, you see the rain drop issuing right from the midst of these clouds. Allah says, فَإِذَا أَصَابَ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. That once Allah drops it upon whomsoever He wills from His servants, from His slaves, lo and behold, you find them, they are rejoicing, they are happy. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمُبْلِسِينَ. Not long before, they were despondent. They were despairing from rainwater coming to them. Now Allah says, فَانْظُرْ. So, O man, ponder, reflect, see. Look at the effects of the mercy of Allah. فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Look at the effects of this mercy of Allah, this ni'mah of matar, this ni'mah of rainwater. How Allah revives by the means of this rainwater, how Allah revives the dead land. Allah says, Inna ذَٰلِكَ. Indeed, that beam, يعني المحي الأرض, that revival of the dead land, Allah, He is the same reviver of the dead. Allah will bring you to life on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will reproduce you, يوم القيامة. كذلك نخرج الموتى لعلكم تذكرون. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the maqasid of Quran, and this is the idea and focus of my talk today, بيان وتذكير نعم الله عز وجل. Allah wants to count His favors upon you. Allah enumerates His favors upon you in order for you and I to make shukr, to appreciate these bounties that are given to us by Allah, and to fulfill the huquq, the rights of shukr for these bounties that are given to us by Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. If you have to count the bounties of Allah, you will never be able to count them all. Allah is the most forgiving, Allah is the most merciful. In another verse, Allah says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُ. Allah gave you from whatever you asked. Allah gave you. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا, again Allah says, if you have to count the ni'mats of Allah, you will never be able to count them all. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Indeed, insan. Indeed, man. He is a great wrongdoer. He is a wrongdoer to himself. He is oppressing himself. How? By doing acts of disobedience, by disobeying Allah, and not obeying Allah, and being ungrateful for the bounties of Allah. He is kafar. He is ungrateful for the bounties of Allah. In these two verses of the Quran, in these two ayahs of the Quran, there is a da'wah. There is an invitation. An invitation to what? An invitation towards pondering, reflecting over the bounties that are given to us by Allah. And that man needs to fulfill the huquq, the rights of making shukr for these bounties that are given to him by Allah. What is shukr, my dear brothers? How do we make shukr for these bounties? Shukr is not bil qawl only, where we say that we are grateful, ya Allah. Shukr is bil qawli wal fi'l. Yes, we have to acknowledge the bounties that are given to us by Allah. We have to make shukr for them. But at the same time, we got to use these bounties in accordance to the sharia and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to use them. That is shukr for the bounty. If you want to preserve a bounty, if you want to preserve a ni'mah, then you have to make shukr. And you have to use that bounty and not misuse that bounty. And if you want to destroy the ni'mah, then be ungrateful. Then do acts of disobedience, and that bounty will be destroyed, never to come again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Have the kuffar of Makkah not travel on this earth? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Have the kuffar of Makkah not travel on this earth and seen how was the outcome of the people of the past, the people before them, the past communities? Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them as well. Allah had bestowed these people with various types of ni'mas, bounties. كَانُوا هُمْ أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَآثَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. The people of the past were greater than the kuffar of Makkah in strength. They were greater than you and I in strength. They were greater in athar, in impression in this land, and vestiges on this land. But Allah says, I still seize them. They had all of the bounties. They had masani', they had qusur, they had palaces, they had reservoirs, but I still seize them. Why? بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. On account of their sins. Today Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ مِوَاقٍ. That today there is no protector for them against the adab of Allah. Today there is no shield for them against the adab of Allah. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. That adab, that punishment is because of the messengers coming to them with the clear proofs, with the clear signs and proofs. فَكَفَرُوا. But these people, they disbelieved in Allah. They were ungrateful for these bounties that were given to them by Allah. Allah says, so I seized them. Allah says, so I destroyed them. We should take ibrah, we should take lessons. We should take lessons from the stories of the communities of the past, that they were also given bounties. But when they failed to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they failed to obey Allah, Allah destroyed them. Likewise, Allah can destroy every person who fails or who turns away from making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Allah says, have you not seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disposed for you whatever is in this heavens and whatever is in this earth? The shams, the qamar, the sun, the moon, the stars, وَبِن نَجْمِهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ, in the skies. And whatever is in this earth, the fruit, the anhar, the rivers, the animals, the dawab. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَا, in Allah showered upon you His favors, ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً, outwardly and inwardly. What is meant by ظَاهِرَةً? حُسْنُ السُّورَ وَتَسْوِيَةُ الْأَعْضَىٰ. Look at our beautiful bodies that we have, that we are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي صَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. It is Allah who fashioned you. And Allah says that He fashioned you very well. You shall return to Allah. The ungrateful person is that person who says, why am I so tall? He looks into the mirror and he says, oh, why I'm so short, oh, I'm so ugly. Why are you entertaining such thoughts when Allah says that I made you and I say you look beautiful? وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ. Allah says, وَبَاطِنَا أَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَا. Allah showered upon you His favors, outwardly and inwardly. عِلْم. Allah gave you knowledge. Allah gave you ma'rifah. Allah gave you the power to understand. Faham and idraq, the power to understand, the power to comprehend, the power to retain things. There are two types of ni'mat, my dear brothers. Two types of ni'mat. One is a ni'mat that is given to us in the dunya. And the other is a ni'mat that is given to us in the akhirah. The ni'mat that is given to us in the akhirah, jannah, etc. In the dunya, there are so many ni'mats, millions of ni'mats. You will never be able to count them all. The power to see, the power to hear, the power to smell, the power to speak, power to taste, the power to feel, the power to walk, the ability to walk. But how do we use these ni'mats? How do we use these bounties that are given to us by Allah? Do we use them in accordance to what makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy? In accordance to what earns the pleasure of Allah or what earns the wrath of Allah? We can use these eyes to see the Kaaba. We can use these eyes to read Quran, to see Quran. We can use these eyes to look at the faces of our parents and earn the reward from Allah. But how do we use these eyes of ours? We use these eyes to look at haram, to look at some ugly thing, some pretty face. We can use these ears to hear Quran. But how do we use the ear? To listen to some music. We can spend in the path of Allah. This is how we can use our hands. We can spend in the path of Allah. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend in the path of Allah, Allah will replace that. But we build casinos. We build cinemas. We use it for haram. We can walk to the masajid. We can walk to the madaris. We can walk to the homes of the ulama in pursuit of some knowledge, ilm, some dini knowledge, some dini education, ilm. But we walk to haram, we walk to the gambling den, and we use these feet in haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Allah says, Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. That today on the day of Qiyamah we will seal their mouths. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. We will seal their mouths. And their hands and their feet will begin to talk. And they will witness to whatever they used to do in this dunya. May Allah protect us all. What do we consider as ni'mah? There are millions and millions of ni'mah, bounties that are given to us by Allah. But what do we consider as ni'mah? Unfortunately, we limit this word ni'mah to just a few bounties. Al-mal, al-banoon, wealth. I have a lot of wealth. I have a big family. No doubt, wealth is a ni'mah. Kids are a ni'mah. They are a blessing. But if we misuse this wealth, then this wealth will no longer remain a ni'mah. This will be a wabal, this will be a calamity, this will be a fitna upon us. This will be a test against us. The kuffar of Makkah, they would say, وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. That we have more wealth, we have more children. That means we are not going to get punished. How many of us have invested a good investment in our children with regards to their dini education, their dini knowledge? This no longer remains a ni'mah. It will become a calamity and a fitna against you on the day of Qiyamah, where Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Your wealth and your kids will not help you on that day. The kuffar would say that we have a lot of wealth. We have a lot of children, kids. We are not going to be punished. Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. This wealth does not belong to you. This wealth is Allah's. If Allah wants to give you, Allah will give. It is only Allah who expands the provisions for whomsoever Allah wants. And Allah can restrict it for whomsoever He wants. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Sometimes this wealth is a fitna. It is a test. Allah says, we give them more and more wealth. Until now, when they exalted whatever they are given by Allah, Allah says, suddenly I come and seize them. Suddenly I catch them, grip them, seize them, unawares, without them knowing. From where the adab hit? Now all of a sudden, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Now they are wandering. Now they are baffled. Respected brothers and elders, we should be humbling ourselves with the wealth that we are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should humble ourselves with this wealth. We should not be like Fir'aun and Qarun. There were people in the past who were given much more wealth than you and I. And that wealth was a fitna against them. Look at the wealth of Fir'aun and Qarun, and that wealth led to their destruction. And then there were people in the past, Allah had given them a lot of wealth. And that wealth was a ni'mah for them. It was not a test, it was a ni'mah. Why it was a ni'mah? Because they used that ni'mah in accordance to sharia and in accordance to what made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. We look into the life of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the wealth that Sulaiman was given. Look at his kingdom. Allah says, قِيلَ لَهَا ادْخُلِ الصَّرْحِ. It was said to Bilqis, enter the palace. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ. When Bilqis saw the palace of Sulaiman, حَسِبَتْهُ لُجَّةً وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقِيهَا. She thought there to be a puddle of water, a pool of water. And she lifted her garment, exposing her shins. قَالَ إِنَّهُ صَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ مِّنْ قَوَارِيدٍ. What did Sulaiman tell her? Sulaiman said, then listen, Bilqis, this is a palace, the floors of which are made from glass. smooth glass. What did she say? Rabbi inni dhalamtu nafsi. I have wronged myself. Wa aslamtu ma'a Sulayman lillahi rabbil alamin. Sulayman said, qala rabbi ighfirli wa habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. He said, Ya Allah, give me such a kingdom that nobody shall have a kingdom like this after my death, after I pass away. Innaka anta al-wahhab. You are the bestower. Allah says, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الْرِيحِ. We disposed the wind for Sulaiman. Look what Sulaiman is given by Allah. Look at his mulk. فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الْرِيحَ. We disposed the winds for Sulaiman. تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ. Moving at the order of Sulaiman. تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً. Gently, swiftly, حَيْثُ أَصَابُ. Wherever Sulaiman directed. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاصٍ. And we dispose for Sulaiman every shaitan. Shaitan were also working for Sulaiman. Every shaitan, every builder, building high, tall, high edifices, buildings, waghawas, and every shaitan, diver into the ocean, extracting and harvesting the pearls for Sulaiman. Then Allah says, وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. Then there are other shayateen who are bounded in fetters. Allah says, هَذَا عَطَاؤُنَا. This is what we gave you, O Sulaiman. This is what we gave you, Sulaiman. This is a ni'mah, this is a bounty. فَمْنُنْ أَوْ أَمْسِكْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Now you can give from here. Whatever you wish to give from here, you can give. And if you wish to withhold this money, this mulk, this wealth, and you don't want to give, no problem, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, there's no accountability. وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ غُدُوُّهَا شَهْرٌ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرٌ. Allah says, we dispose the wind for Sulaiman. Its morning stride, its morning course was a month's journey. So just in the morning, Sulaiman could do. When he travels, he could do a month's journey just in the morning. وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ. We caused to flow for Sulaiman the fount of copper, molten copper. وَمِنَ الْجِنِ. And here, there were jinn who were also working for Sulaiman. What were they doing? Building for him maharib, lofty shrines, masajid, tamathila, wajifanin kaljawab, bowls, like reservoirs, like cisterns, huge reservoirs, waquduril rasiyat, and built-in cauldrons. Then Allah says, i'amalu ala Dawood shukra. From these pots, thousands of people could come and eat from here. Allah says, now, O Sulaiman, how should you act? Act upon all of this, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sulaiman obeyed Allah and he was grateful for the ni'mats of Allah. That ni'mah remained a ni'mah. Likewise, if we make shukr for the bounties that are given to us by Allah, that will remain a ni'mah. But if we disobey Allah with these bounties, it will become a test upon us. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, now is the time to make shukr for the bounties that are given to us by Allah. Now is the time to make shukr, my dear brothers. We have everything. We wake up in the morning, subhanallah. We rise from our beds. We have electricity. We have the geyser. We have warm water to make wudu with. We have our cars to bring us here to the masajid and to our business places. Brothers, we complain all the time of the ni'mas that is given to us by Allah. One is a person who is underprivileged. He doesn't have a lot of ni'mas and he complains a little. But the other is that person who has a lot of ni'mas given to him, millions of ni'mas. But he is still ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties. We have food, we have drink during the course of the entire day and night. And we still complain. We see food. How do we respond? How do our children respond? Oh, I don't like this food. It's not tasty. It's not nice. Allah, my dear brothers, if we do not make shukr for these bounties, Allah will snatch them away, never to return again. There are millions of people throughout the globe, across the globe, who do not have these bounties that you and I have. Last month we were in Jordan. And we were in the refugee camps. We went to distribute some aid, some hampers in the refugee camps. Alhamdulillah, Azraq camp we saw, the Mafraq camp. What can I tell you, my dear brothers? We give them these small hampers. Probably the Zanpa will last for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We meet these kids, we ask them, how do you survive after that? What happens after that? Sugar water was the answer. Sugar water. Brothers, we have difference. My brother has so many different types of drinks, but he's still complaining of these bounties, of these ni'mas that he's given. Ma'aba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ta'aman qattu. Nabi Sa'asam never ever found a fault with any food. If you want to eat, eat. In ishtahahu akala. If Rasulullah Sa'asam wanted to eat, then he would eat it. And if Nabi Sa'asam didn't want to eat, then he wouldn't make a noise. He would just leave it. But how do we respond? We gave them some. We gave them some containers. And these containers were now their homes. They were living in tents. So a few families, alhamdulillah, we managed to give a few families containers. Your wealth, alhamdulillah. You spend that in the path of Allah. But my dear brothers, I promise you, you will not appreciate it as much as how we appreciate it, because we saw it with our own eyes. We gave them these containers. And now you see, when you hand over the key to the parent, to the guardian, and now when they enter these containers, the children, the kids are entering, and you see the smile on the face, and how happy they are. The first thing the child says, this is a warm place. He puts his mattress there in his place and he's happy. My brother, then you think, back at home, what do we use these containers for? This is either some storage place at home, or to store my extra tools that I have. There's no place where you put it in the container. This is now their newly found home. Make shukr for the homes that Allah has given you, my dear brothers. It can be snatched away from you. Let it not happen that you experience the same conditions that they are undergoing now. Children, kids, look at the contentment that they have. Allahu Akbar. Here we are distributing, we are giving warm hats, we are giving them gloves. It's the first time in this winter that they are getting these warm hats. The first child that I see is a child, infant by the name of Ammar. And next to him is his sister by the name of Zainab, and they're on the spram. She's sitting on the spram. And this child is screaming, he's yelling, he's shouting. And I'm putting on this hat for him and I'm thinking, Allahu Akbar. When we buy these hats, it is one size for the infant, one size for the child, one size for the adult. We can't look at every, we can't accommodate for every single child. And it's impossible to accommodate for every single child, his particular size individually. So we buy one size for infants, one size for adults. I'm putting on this hat, and I'm thinking probably this hat will only fit him in the next 2 years. And my son back at home has how many different hats, how many different gloves, how many different types of socks. They are happy, they are content. Give something to the youth of the Ummah today here in our country and see what happens. The child will look at you. Oh, but why you gave that person like that? Oh, I don't like this color. He got the right color. This hat doesn't fit me. I want that hat. I don't like this clothing. Oh, it's not my style. Respected brothers and elders, make shukr to the bounties that are given to you by Allah. If you do not make shukr to Allah, wallah, Allah can snatch away these bounties. The message is simple and clear. It is now time for us to wake up from the sleep and slumber and from this negligence and heedlessness, and turn to Allah and make shukr now for every bounty. Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. The message is plain, it's clear. That if you make shukr, if you are grateful to Allah, why must Allah withhold His ni'mas from you? Allah says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. I will increase you with bounties. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ. But the day and the moment you turn away from making shukr for the bounties of Allah, Allah says, then my adab is severe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillah.